a tool for God. Encourage one another and build each other up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Scientists have long known that some animals use tools to help them get what they need. But they have only recently discovered the most unusual way one animal builds its house. And they found this animal scurrying across the sands of the ocean floor. The veined octopus, Amphioctopus marginatus, builds its home using coconut shell halves that people have thrown into the ocean. Stacking one on top of the other, it crawls between the two halves, the perfect underwater armor for the soft-bodied octopus. When the octopus needs to travel, it simply stacks the shell halves under its body, much like stacking two bowls. It then stilt walks on its eight legs, dragging the shells with it. Scientists have even spotted veined octopuses digging buried coconut shells out of the sand and squirting them with jets of water to clean them before moving in. God gave some animals the ability to use tools, but did you know that He made you to be a tool? God wants you to be His tool in building up others and leading them to Him. How can you do that? He tells you in His Word. Go and make followers of all people in the world. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything that I have told you. Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 to 20. What an amazing thought that God uses you to build His kingdom and to help others know Him. Lord, I want to be a tool in building Your kingdom. Help me live a life that tells the world about You. Did you know the veined octopus is just one of several animals that uses tools? There's a group of bottlenose dolphins in Shark Bay, Australia, that carries sea sponges in their beaks to stir up the ocean sand and uncover their prey. Also, sea otters use stones as hammers to crack open abalone shells to get to the food inside.